Finance meeting to order. We have approval of minutes from four different dates, the 8th, 28th, and 28th.
I'll make a motion for the work.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Department request, Sheriff's Office.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
Just one thing on our agenda, apparently. Request to transfer $175,000 from salary and wages to wages overtime.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? This was at public safety as well.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Brennan, as far as signing this, did we do that now or just wait till I?
You can do it now. Yep.
Morning, John.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Public Works.
Morning. Requesting authorization to amend the 2024 major equipment with two items. One item is a self-propelled road broom for approximately $95,000. The other one is a asphalt hot box with a trailer for approximately $50,000. We went over this with Public Works and no additional funding is needed.
I'll move it.
What do you think?
Is there a second?
Oh, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
No. What'd we do last week? Very important.
Did a lot of important things. What are you?
The house.
Oh, the house in, that's Chris's forte, the land bank house?
Yeah.
We hauled some stuff for Mr. Brewer's land bank and the county's land bank and those folks.
Mr. Brewer's. The land baron.
Yeah. I call him the land bank czar. Yeah, we hauled quite a few loads out, truck, property on Cottage Ave. It's been a terrible eyesore for some time. They've been dealing with, I think, even before I was on board.
It's been a struggle for 2 years with the land bank.
Yeah.
Been a big struggle.
Yeah, this is a house that was a connection of houses, and the wall was falling down. And approximately, 10 years anyways, we've been working on with the city of Hornell trying to go in there and do it. And neighbors have contacted legislators in Hornell trying to get things done. And finally, we got the house down, the wall down, and putting a new wall up.
Right now it's wrapped and secured from the weather with a rubber membrane. So then it'll be up to discussion with the land bank and those folks, what they're going to do after that.
It was not an easy thing to do.
No. It was definitely one of the more challenging.
It was a row house, so yeah. The walls were right next to each other.
Yep. Fortunately, it was on the end of the row.
Yeah.
Not in the middle.
Yeah,
the contractor hand disassembled the whole concerning area tied to the row house, which is pretty much down the right side, and they had utilities crossing. It was interesting. Same contractor that did the stuff under the 119 bridge was awarded that bid successfully. He was the right guy for the job for sure. So it was challenging. He thought at one point he was more concerned with that than he was the bridge down on 119 when we were looking at different things with what was about to happen and what they needed to do to avoid things from happening. So they did a nice job.
Job just negotiating, trying to make that whole thing happen.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Wonderful. I know City of Hornell's happy. So,
yeah, I think we went through at least two mayors, if not more.
Mr. Camera was there with his big truck and helped
checking things out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Community Services.
Morning.
Lynn's on vacation and Oralee is under the weather, so you get the second string quarterback. I'm here today with a proposal for an allocation of $90,000 for the opioid awareness and education media campaign. I believe you received the campaign proposal.
And it was discussed in last week's health and ed meeting as well.
Yeah.
There a motion, gentlemen?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions?
So I have spoken with Lynn to make sure that this organization works directly with our prevention coalition and our opioid committee so that we're working together and not duplicating efforts. And she said, yes, that's part of the plan.
That's good.
Absolutely.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gabe.
Anybody watch Senior Notebook? Gabe is on it all the time. What a good job.
Thanks.
I would think you'd be on there, Hilda.
No.
Huh? Yeah, it's a good program. I'd highly recommend it. It highlights various things going around Steel Bank County as it applies to older adults. So,
you qualify. What defines older?
Yeah.
Our guideline is 60 plus.
Yeah, our ARPA say when you're 49 and a half, you start getting the mailing. So they.
I don't know. I got one myself, so I don't understand that. And I was like, okay, well, we'll see how that goes. I'm requesting funds to increase the contract for human services for transportation for older adults by $20,157. Not requesting funds. I'm going to use a subsidy we already have.
Your motion?
Second.
Oh, made the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And I'm also requesting to increase our funding allocation to ProAction for the Home Delivered Meals Program. This was previously approved, but I have a breakdown of each funding line if you'd like to hear that. There are six of them in total.
A motion?
Oh.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Question for Gabe.
Yeah.
Did we used to have quarterly, well, it was monthly, then quarterly meetings about the meal prep, nutrition, senior nutrition. We haven't had, I don't think, a meeting in quite a while.
Are you talking about the senior nutrition task force? Yes, we are getting ready to hold one, I believe, next month. So you should have received an invite.
I should have already?
Yep.
I don't think so.
I will be happy to double check that.
It's Carol and I both. We were
okay. Yep.
Remember what it was called.
They send those invites by DoorDash now, Hilda. Yeah. So
yeah,
to order something first.
Yeah.
County clerk. No, ma'am. Mortgage tax distribution.
Yep. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Judy. Finance.
Good morning.
Morning.
You have all received your usual monthly reports for the purchase orders and the budget transfers, as well as your county area financial summary for January through October. I tried to put on some copious notes this month.
Yeah, they were helpful.
To help with any questions that y'all may have. Is there any further questions?
I had a question. Can't seem to find. Oh, there it is. Yeah. you probably, we had two trucks and one was more expensive than the other. And two F-250s and one was a couple hundred dollars more than the other. Why wouldn't we trucks be the same price? Any idea?
Chris, these are the Enterprise ones. It's probably what they're outfitted with. Yeah.
What's that?
One of them had strobe lights, the other didn't.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're just getting started.
Yeah.
Your third schedule where you list all the departments in the 10 months worth of financial activity. Yep. The explanations on the right were helpful. I do have some questions. If you look at the sheriff's department, total costs went up $700,000 over the same 10 month periods year over year. But our county cost stays the same because we got a $665,000 grant. So our revenue was up. But without that grant, we would be taking the hit for the additional cost. I guess my question is, the expenses for that grant are going to be in the future. We haven't spent them, but we're showing the revenue now.
I'm not sure. Are the expenses for that grant that they wouldn't have been
reflected yet?
So
no, they're just starting to spend the money.
So yes.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I gotta.
Let's see. There we go.
The probation decrease for net county cost. The alternative incarceration program increased revenues of
$600,000.
Yeah. Is that a one-time thing or is that an ongoing?
We think it's a one-time enhancement last year that we didn't expect.
Okay.
So we have not budgeted for that level of revenue. We always get some, but definitely not that.
Okay. District attorneys, you mentioned additional costs in the expense line, ticket diversion program, court costs of $85,000, but the revenue for the diversion program is not reflected here, correct? So we have costs and revenues that are in different
areas. It looks like it, yes.
Okay. Do we take some of the revenues from that diversion and cover the costs in the DAs? Or he just bears the brunt of the court costs for diversion program?
I'd have to work with Stacy on this one because the cost for the court program should come out of that same budget.
Should come out of the diversion program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the note made me think they seem like they're disjointed.
I'll work with her. Maybe we there's a journal entry that needs to be done. But yeah, that cost should be paid out of the diversion budget.
Okay.
Yep.
Does it show it in here? I didn't.
In your budget, it shows it within the diversion budget category. Now, maybe the DA inadvertently, the DA's office inadvertently had that charge from their operating budget, and we need to fix that. Okay. Well, I'll work with Stacy on that.
Because I didn't see it in there. Maybe I missed it. But
I mean, I would think, as the department head, that would have been a concern of his, that he's bearing the expense, but he doesn't get credit for the revenue.
Yeah, we'll dig into it.
Okay. I think that was all I had, but thank you very much for the explanation on the right.
Very
that
nice.
Helps eliminate a lot of questions.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. We're good.
Thank you.
You want to do the ARPA stuff before we go to executive session?
Yeah. And then also the viewpoint project. So as presented at admin, requesting authorization to spend up to $5,000 for intercom system for this office out of ARPA DPW capital project.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. And then per your action administration, asking for allocation of $30,000 for the viewpoint project from room tax reserve or room tax fund balance, you know, whatever.
So moved.
Second. I moved it. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now we need to go into executive session. Acquisition, sale, or lease of property. That's it?
I think so, right?
Okay.
I'm moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are in executive session. Executive session.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn finance.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sound like an echo chamber in here.
Yeah. 14 minutes. Don't everyone exodus for the budget.